Let's see, one moment. Let me get myself in order over here. Mishnah Dalet, you say, huh? Okay.
Recording in progress.
Today's Mishnah and Masechet Taharot, brought to you from Yerushalayim near HaKadosh, is at Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. So, we've been talking about a opening Mishnah, which talked about six different situations. And the last thing that we spoke about yesterday was the beautiful case of the two different roads. And one of them was Tame, and one of them was Tahar. And the way in which the presentation to the Beis Din, whether it's presented together or whether it's presented exactly in separate steps because the person made himself tahor in between and so on. The differences between how it is that we look at now the taharot that were touched, if they're still around, are they changed? Is the halacha changed? So the way that we had the Mishnah was that in the event, and this reason I'm going over it again is because we're going to see the same situation benogea other sveikos. So the way that we had understood the Mishnah was that if the taharot are still around from the original suffix, because now we have to deal with the second bunch of taharot, we're going to have to recognize that we can no longer allow them to be eaten. And according to this, we'd have to put them back into a situation of tluyot, whereas the second one would be nisrafot. Now, we're going to see that actually on the basis of the Tosefta, there is a different way of learning this, and that the girsa should be in the Mishnah, which is what the Gra assumes. The Mishnah should be in the case where hashniyot yisarfu, the rishonot are tahorot, very different from the way the Rambam Paskin, which was the Lashon of the Mishnah, and that is that once we need to take into consideration the situation of the original path, because we now have a guy who went on both paths, and that means, wow, he definitely was dumb, eh? Now we can no longer get away with saying that the first ones are actually Torah, because we paskin that they were Torah originally, because how would we square that with the fact that the second ones are Tameos and should actually be burned, since we're only burning them on the basis of the fact that the guy had gone through the path of the first one? However, as the Gra explains according to the Tosefta, the correct girsa in the Mishnah is tahorot. Why tahorot? Because it's true that in the case where we weren't able to say vadai that the second ones should be burned, we had to say both of them are tluyot, which is what we paskin. That's true. But once we have a case that the guy is vadai tame, because he did not make himself tahor in between, so now we're going to have a definitely burning of the truma of the second one, because they were 100% tameh d'oraisa, right? Now, if that's the case, we can now be tailor the fact that the first ones are okay to eat, because burning the second one is in no way reflective of needing to be mesupik about the first one. Because what we're doing is essentially saying we know which ones were tameh. It was the second one. Proof of the pudding is we're burning it. So if you can be semech on the burning of the second one, then it's clear that when we say that the first ones originally were tahor, there's no need to change it now and to say that they're tluyot, because the suffix has basically utilized itself by actually burning the second group of tyres, of trumas.
Rabbi, I'm sorry, first for clarification. I have a mind that you might have a bed, and it says it goes to grow, and he removes the word tuyot, which would suggest that Rishon and Vashniyot Yisrafu.
Yeah, but that's not what he actually writes. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where he's masbred, the sugya, he's masbred like that. Fine. Continuing on then. So now the next Mishnah is essentially the same as the two roads, but it goes back to the din even of the Sheretz V'Tzvardeya, which is, of course, much less chamur, because it's not talking about Tumas Meis, in which you were Mahil, but nonetheless, the idea remains the same. So in that first case that we have, of Asheretz V'Tzvardeya B'Rishut HaRabim, somebody was Nogea Be'echad Mehem, he went ahead and he made Taharot, the Taharot were already eaten, fine. Now the guy who's very frum, and he doesn't want to rely on Suffolk Tumor B'Rishut HaRabim, he decides he's going to go to the mikveh. So he does. Goes to the mikveh, and now he's tahor. Then, again he comes into contact with these things on the roadkill. This time he touches the other one. And he goes again. And he makes kikres of truma. The same thing would be true of the second one, because this is a totally separate suffix, because he was already tahor in between, and they're also considered tahorot. Now, how about if kayamot harishonot? But what about if the first food that he had made of truma was still around and they hadn't been eaten yet? Well, now we can't say that they're tahorot because we have to deal with the entire issue. They can't one be tahor and the other be talui. So therefore, elu ve'elu tuluyot, because it doesn't make sense to say that both of them are tahorot because they can't be both tahorot. All right? Same thing as yesterday. How about im lo taval benatai? So if he hadn't gone to the mikveh, and now he's definitely tamei, after he touches the second one, one of them was definitely the sheretz, and not the frog. So that means the rishonot, that before we thought they were tahorot, they are tiluyot, because we are taking into consideration the fact that they were part of our suffix now that allows us to say that the second ones are going to be burnt. Varishniyot would actually be Sarefu because there's no way for us to ignore them if they're still around the first ones. That's the reason that we're doing the Shniyot Yisarefu. So because of this, the only addition that we have over here is that even on something which is not Tumas Ayo, which is only basically a din in Maka, but nonetheless, we have the same halacha as the Shnei Shvilim. And not only that, but in this case, even though according to Rabbi Yossi, he had made this statement before, this is how the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayah says, that he said, Darka Shalish Lahalech Vein Darka Lika, nonetheless, we're going to treat the same halacha, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Because here we're talking about Sheretz and Tzvardeya, it would have exactly that same halacha. Now here, again, according to the Gra, we would do tahorot on the tluyot. Instead of saying they're tluyot, we would say that they are actually tahorot, which is the lashon of the Tosefta, because we can be tailor the suffix on the second pair, which actually ended up being burnt. So this is essentially a repetition of the previous Mishnah, except that it's applying the din of Shnei Shvilim to the din of the Sheretz and the frog. I should go on or I should stop? I don't know what that means. The boss says stop. Okay. Somebody's got to take a stand. So, okay. So we did our one Mishnah today. It's a little bit hanging in the air because things only get interesting with the next Mishnah, but what can you do? Alrighty. We'll see you Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. I don't want to keep you over time. I appreciate Shmuz taking the responsibility. Kol tov, and have a wonderful day, everyone. Bsorot tovot.